I said,
first off, I was a song. Like, huh?
It's like, nobody can bring Colorado down.
Yeah, because we're
not even Kyle. And there was like
fat.
A joke about like how all the good things about Colorado are like, you know, the opposite of me.
That's not where that went. No, okay,
oh.
So
oh, okay.
The population, apparently the population of New Zealand is less than the population of the Denver metro area or Colorado or something.
Oh, wow.
And then the joke was that, yeah, because we're fat, but actually Colorado is disturbingly healthy. We're like, despite Kyle and me, and I suppose really to some extent Joe, we're actually a surprisingly healthy state full of runners and surprising dearth of bacon. But this is Sitsock.
Good morning, people.
Kendrick.
Kyle.
Joe.
So I have, let me start first off by laying down some life advice for you. Life advice.
Life advice.
Fight ad. Mad lice.
Wait, you have lice?
No.
Oh, thank. Oh my God.
Tits?
What? I didn't want to shave my head.
I thought you said.
Tits. I swear to, if I ever have to shave my head because of lice, I'll look like a dwarf because I will not shave my beard.
Right.
Like, and now either look like a KKK or a Nazi or a dwarf.
You'll just let the ticks and lice live in your beard. I don't know. I went to ticks, but anyway. Okay, this is my life advice.
Nothing can live there. It's.
If you are feeling under the weather,
yes,
and you're not feeling 100%, like, you know, it's getting 60
right
now.
Can you say this in the form of a song?
No.
Okay.
I cannot. I'm physically incapable of doing so. You know, you want to drink a lot of fluids. You want to sleep more. You know, you want to eat hearty, rich foods. You know, you don't want to be like, I'm not going to eat today because that's going to make you sicker.
Yeah.
And don't stay up till fucking midnight arguing with your roommate Steve about how trisodium citrate works in making delicious emulsified cheese sauces. Fuck you, Steve. I am not feeling great this morning.
So I'm going to tell you now, that was not the direction I thought this was going
to
go.
No, I just wanted to get that out there. God damn it, Steve.
I had a feeling it was going to get there somehow.
God damn it, that's all. That's all.
Of us mentioning stuff about outside of the like normal podcast stuff, which is related to the podcast in a weird way.
Yeah.
I am very excited for our listeners to listen to today's episode, which is episode 10 released today. Because I listened to it again last night.
Can you reference that?
Episode 10.
Are you allowed to reference
that? I just did. Well, yeah, because 10 is out.
I'm making up rules.
Did we make up rules?
Episode 10, I realized after listening to it, is me and Kendrick arguing about, like, how I don't know English very well.
Yeah.
And that's basically the entirety of the episode.
It's literally
and one
just
of the tags was,
yelling at you.
Kyle is as wrong as he thought he was, and I added a tag last night that said, I'm not as wrong as Kendrick thinks I am. And there's another tag that said, Kyle and Kendrick are an old married couple, and I was cracking up last night.
Yeah,
especially
apparently we're married now.
Yeah, no. Not,
in some cultures, podcast,
if you do a podcast
fight,
together
yes.
And you fight as much as we do, you're
right,
legally married.
Right.
You
well,
legally
that,
have to file your taxes.
That led to a weird
together.
Conversation. I don't know if I should go into this, but like, we were talking about this the other day.
Oh, yeah! The MASH game!
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
We're apparently married
yeah.
now, and Kate was like very, very like, so, okay, that's. It's cool, I guess. Good for you guys. I'm so I'm happy for you. And it's like, I mean, I think that doesn't count, but...
Well, our honeymoon was in the pits of hell, I think, or
well, basically,
like
I think we both have mistresses, though, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have to.
Serious mistresses. Yeah.
But,
so.
I mean, it's an okay. It's like a relationship where mistresses are acceptable. Or,
but
you
like,
know.
But, like, we have weirdly... We, I don't know. It's we were talking about polyamory and how it got, like, weird when we're married, but both of us have girlfriends. And it's like, this is weird.
Yes.
This is weird.
It turned into a conversation where there's just this big clusterfuck of human interaction where you, like, have, like, some... It's like Joe's in the back seat with, like, this pen board who's, like, drawing... He's, like, doing strings like a
detective.
like a conspiracy
got, like,
theorist.
Yeah.
It's, like, all over this string board, but they all just strings, like, that are different colors going in a circle, and it doesn't really look like a string board because
they're
it's
not
Joe.
Actually really connected
yeah.
to anything.
Oh,
like, literally anything. They're just
guys, what are we here. Even doing?
All right, so today...
Sorry,
today is the day that we are. I've decided that we should talk about 40K.
We're not talking about our relationships.
No,
our
we can, I guess, if okay. we want, but we can't just talk about whatever we want on Sitsog. We have to talk
literally
about.
Can, but I feel like bringing SO
so,
makes it weirder.
So
we did it. It was weird when we did it with Joe, and I think it was weird if we do it with us.
Yeah,
there was a chance for science there.
Yeah, that was the only reason we brought
that
her
was
in.
All
otherwise,
that,
it was
all
otherwise
that.
It was uncomfortable.
We
can't science everyone.
This
you can't
weekend,
science away all your problems,
this
Kyle.
This weekend, we are rolling characters for Dark Heresy, and it is going to be a magnificent experience with people getting angry that their characters die because
hey,
that's what happens.
Dark Heresy, second edition.
True.
I'm told that it is less shitty than first
it
edition.
It is definitely different.
Also, Tyler's not running it. Fuck you, Tyler.
There was a character
Tyler,
in
fuck
our
yourself.
Old D&D campaign called Face Raper, and he was named that.
He wasn't
that.
Called Face Raper. Okay, sorry. He was no. called Face Raper.
We called him Face Raper.
His name became Face Raper.
It was actually
called
his,
him
like,
back.
If you knew his true demonic name, it was demonic for Face Raper.
Oh, okay.
Well. And that led to some awesome, interesting experiences where he was basically multiple groups of people's nemesis, nemesi, nemesauruses.
Nemetesticle?
Nemesaurus Rex. Mm. Because he, like, translated through campaigns, and it was.
Well,
just,
I don't know that. Did you really translate through campaigns?
No, it was just. He translated through different groups.
I was
going to
say, it was
the
same campaign. You just killed my character, exclusively my character, off and play, continued playing with the other people that weren't there. Because I was the only one who didn't show up.
In that. Okay, the first time we fought him was in an office. By the way, the primer is just going to be us talking about our Bad Dark Heresy campaign. Like,
that's not the primer. We'll get to the actual primer, but first of all, we got to air some grievances. Because,
yeah.
God damn it, Tyler.
So there was, like, this office building. This, like, off-mural office where we fought Face Raper the first time, and
was it an office?
Yeah, it was. Because
yeah,
he jumped over a desk.
You were, like, weren't you on, like, a table, like, naked?
No.
No, that was the...
That was a weird one. I don't remember what
that
happened.
That was their intro to your character, was you were, like, you were in the middle of, like, a demonic, sacrifice thing.
I don't know if we fought him there, though, because
I remember
fighting him.
I thought you fought him naked.
See,
like,
I
would have died.
Well, we did. Well,
I would have died quicker.
Was the one where I stomped on the Psyker's hand.
No,
but that
wasn't. You're right. Those were. Yeah. We actually had multiple encounters.
There's a Merrill office one, and then the second one was in like a futuristic parking garage. Is what I want to call it.
Yeah.
Like it was like a building that was underground and it was dark or something. I don't know. But basically, that was the time that I think Alex's character, Alex Pace, somebody that's in Alaska
gave
right now.
Full name.
You
it's
just
okay.
Fucking
well, Alex Pace needs to be known because Alex Pace is.
I've never met or heard of Alex Pace in my life. You
well,
just invented this. Person.
I know. See,
this
now you don't know if he's real or not.
I know he's not.
He had a guardsman, and we deliberate after he like he grabbed onto Face Raper's ankles. And we deliberately shot his grenades to try to get all of his ammunition to explode so Face Raper would die in a human bomb. Like, basically, we made him into an ID.
So, let's back it up here. The reason we got mad at Face Raper, and the reason Tyler's not allowed to be to GM any
Dark Heresy
campaigns,
or any.
Well, I'll settle for something at one point, but the reason that I don't trust Tyler as a human being anymore is that we were all low-level, greenhorn, pathetic loser.
Because in Dark Heresy, you basically play an accountant who's been handed, like, a gun. And they're like, hey,
but not
we
a
need
gun.
You to investigate
but not a gun,
heresy.
Because what I had was a laser pointer, okay?
Okay, sorry. You either get, like a kind of an interesting pistol that shoots, like, you know, regular 9mm ammunition.
No,
like,
no, it's
or
a 22.
Heats you up.
It's a 22 short.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
It's a 22 short okay. with wet ammunition.
Or a laser
fire all the time, okay?
Or a laser pointer.
Or a laser pointer yeah. with low batteries. It's fucking bullshit. Because I had a goddamn motherfucking laser assault rifle. The most powerful laser weapon available to my character. The only more powerful laser weapon wieldable by a person was a twin-link laser cannon that required, like, being a space marine in order to fire it. Because somehow the recoil would kill you. Even though it's a fucking laser, that's not how fucking lasers work. But still, it was a heavy weapon that required bullshit, okay? So I had the most powerful laser rifle capable of being carried by a person and used by a person. And when the inimitable Face Raper rolled on up and stuck his dick in my mouth, I'm standing there with his dick in my mouth. Like, what do? I shoot him in the face, which don't get too caught up on the imagery here because that's not really going to work out very well for you. But I shot him in the face with a full auto burst shot, which in that game is the most effective, contrary to reality, the most effective way to hurt people. A full auto burst shot, 3 rounds to the face at point blank range. The gun was up his nose, and I shot 3 rounds.
Yeah.
I hit with all of them. I think I critically succeeded with one of them, and did no damage.
If you crit, you probably would have
yeah,
done
you
damage.
I don't think you
no, crit. No, I did, and the whole point was no. His vibro armor absorbed all the damage.
Okay,
because I did damage.
So there's a little bit of hate for Face Raper. Tyler's not allowed to GM. That's the
no,
that's
no. The biggest problem was he grabbed a character that was inappropriate because that guy was like 5 levels above.
And I think
what
Tyler's
we
actively
done.
Admitted that he may have
for the longest time him. He fucking didn't. And he was like, no, this is right for your character.
So,
fuck
as
off,
you
Tyler.
Can tell, the grim darkness of the 41st millennium is that it's very grim, it's dark, it's a terrible place to live, and that's where I think we should start with this primer, is that Dark Heresy takes place in the 41st millennium.
Dystopian.
And is the a time at which humanity has spread over, like, the entirety of the galaxy. There's human planet-filled planets everywhere. Everywhere. All over the place.
Trillions of humans?
In the 41st millennium, yeah, there's, like, yeah.
Hundreds of trillions.
Hundreds of trillions?
Hundreds of
damn Google. Girl.
No.
Have to be, for as many people are dying all the time.
Yeah, seriously.
Being
so,
raped and eaten by them.
The Emperor, who's a common character you'll hear a lot, has kind of led humanity on this grand crusade of, you know, taking over the galaxy and expanding and da-da-da-da, right? So the Emperor has led this crusade of humanity to get them...
I thought a lot of it was unifying.
No, that's what happens after. Like, so humanity spreads. Then, like, they kind of, like, come back a little bit, and then they're like, oh, shit, we have, like, lots of planets everywhere.
And, everyone's
and we need to now pull... We need to now either... save those planets, exterminate those planets,
right.
Or, you know,
but the original purpose
humanity.
Of the Emperor wasn't about exterminating, it was about unifying humanity.
No, that's what I mean. Well, the Grand Unification didn't happen until after humanity expanded through the universe.
Right, yeah, but they expanded, and there was lots of skirmishes, and border wars, and xenophobia, and whatever.
There's that, and also, like, there was no real documented history, so most of humanity was out there, but only as, like, myth.
And you'll find that that's a,
like,
common thread in 40K.
As you just go through the planets, they were like...
Nobody writes anything fucking down.
Yeah, we didn't write this down, sorry.
And, like, they'll have these entire, like, Forge World planets, which are planets where, like, these huge machines or mechanisms are created, and nobody knows how to fucking, like, use them. They're like, this planet is literally a manufacturing machine, but we don't know where to plug it in. We don't know where to plug it in. Like, it's got this plug, and it's really big, and we kind of need this weird outlet.
We plugged it in, and we don't know what it does. But it does the shit out of it.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll find an actively working Forge World, and those are, like, the ones that are fought over, like, a lot.
There's an entire planet that is a factory. Like, it's ridiculous how some of these...
Yeah, you're talking about entire planets.
Scale.
Like, Forge Worlds are these manufacturers.
Earth-sized
right?
planets
Hive
that
worlds.
Are just churning out bullets.
Hive Worlds.
We make
these,
bullets.
Like, are these worlds where...
24 hours a day.
There's just billions of people on these worlds, like, even more than Earth, and there's, like...
Hundreds of billions.
Yeah, there's like, humanity's just driven itself through the planet, and there's...
Yeah, like
tons and tons of people.
Basically, it's
like Coruscant.
Coruscant,
like
Coruscant level. Coruscant. I was just about to say Coruscant size, like scale city of underground, through the roof and underground and everywhere, all over the place. Everywhere.
You have feral worlds, which is where people are like tend to be more tribal.
They just integrated with the fauna.
Yeah, they just had sex with plants. Yeah. Like,
who doesn't?
They integrated, and that's my air quote.
Venus dick trap.
Yeah. Venus dick trap. And that's kind of like, the feral worlds are like where, you know, you'll have like powerful tribal warriors who are strong come from and things like that.
That's basically almost what Earth would be now.
Yeah, I would think
like,
so.
It would be, because we're maybe, kind of but, almost, but yeah.
Like, there's the salamanders are from like a forge or from a feral world, I think.
They're just not in the Empire anymore, basically. They just forgot how to be.
Yeah, or like they were sent to, like, you know, colonize the planet, and then they didn't get any support, so they basically had to, like, live off of the planet itself and try to
right.
for the best, you know. There's other places too. I can't remember. There's another type of place too, but then you have people who are called Voidborns as well. Voidborns are people who are born in space. So the grim darkness of the 41st millennium does include space travel, and it's like a hugely gothic, way more crazy version of space travel, like Alien, but gothic. And
everything's
large.
Got flying buttresses.
Yeah. There's like tons of like stained glass windows and spaceships
it's
and stuff.
It's a fucking Baroque period, but the future.
Pre-Baroque,
it's not
dude.
Baroque, man.
Yeah.
They broke the stained glass. Way pre-Baroque.
Yeah, Baroque would be like 1800s.
So
we're talking like
15, 17. And shit.
No, this is like way older than that. This is like, this is gothic is the era. Like
is it just
way earlier? Yeah,
it'd
be like... 15th, 16th century old school shit.
I think that the most common reference when people are talking about is like space gothic. Like it's gothic,
space
but
gothic.
It's like everything is done
right,
so it can be
the
done in space.
The buttresses are made out of metal. Mm-hmm. Like it's like that's
So that's kind of a cool thing we could get back to later because the huge ships.
I feel
ships,
like this primer is focusing on weirdly specific things.
Well, it is because we started talking about.
You're just trying to talk about what is it? That one card game that you love so much.
Conquest.
No, the 40K one.
That is
Conquest. No, the 40K one.
Netrunner.
Yeah.
Okay. No, because what I was going to talk about is Highborn.
We're talking about humanity.
We can get into Xenos later.
What was that?
If we want? Death Angels.
Death Angels, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Fuck you with your conquest.
Oh, that's a cool game, though.
Yeah, but anyway.
I was going to get into Space Hulks in a second, because that's a really cool topic.
But, right, but anyway.
The next ones are like Highborn, so they're basically like...
Yeah, basically Google this, because we're doing a really shitty job of
it. No, I'm going through it the way that
No, you're doing a shitty
sense.
Job.
Okay, so shit... is everywhere. There's just shit all over the walls.
Shit's everywhere.
Everywhere.
The next, there's like also this, these Highborn planets too, where people are like it's like a very noble planets or planets that are like,
I refuse to believe an entire planet can be dominated by a single genome.
Very, very like hierarchical systems and things like that. I don't know. That one's like kind of a weird one I haven't heard of before. But basically, there's a lot of heraldry and nobility and things like that in the 41st millennium on certain planets.
Shit
like,
ain't written down.
You have to, yeah, you have to follow these like weird structures of society, and that's kind of the interesting part about interacting in the human world. Like a lot of the miniatures game of 40K and Conquest and Dark Death Angel and all this stuff focuses a lot on Space Marines
and the
war between humanity and all of the other races, like the Xenos races, like the Eldar,
so
the Dark Eldar,
that
the Tau, the Orcs, the Tyranids, things like that.
These are all other races.
And then the war between humanity and itself, which is the war between, you know, the enemy within and the enemy without. Well, enemy without is the Xenos. Enemy within is like the humanity's like
chaos and heresy.
Kind of, yeah. And then the enemy beyond is like the enemy inside the Eye of Terror, which is like a culmination of the energy of chaos now turning into like a...
Do you want to talk about what chaos is?
Yeah, we can do that. That's what I was going to move to. So the main parts of what humanity's fighting is itself and these entities from beyond that live in the warp. And the warp is this kind of like
the
alternate
immaterium.
Dimension in immaterium plane where these four
not
or
really
more...
Dimension.
Not, it, it kind of is.
Oh, no,
like,
no, no,
just,
I gotta drop this on here.
It's like,
okay. I gotta drop this on here, because it's not even necessarily hell.
It exists
the whole point
over
of the
world.
The immaterium
like
is a reality that's not reality, that exists alongside our own.
That's why I said, like,
in which... But it's not alternate, because it's not like it's not like there's...
It's the idea of alternate dimension, like, with the regards of Doctor Strange.
No. An alternate dimension would suggest that it's decisions that got us there, and there's other versions of us there.
Oh, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
It's not an alternate dimension. It's a second meta dimension, almost, that exists within everything. It suffuses it. It's like the Force.
It's an. I guess a good way to look at it is like planar. Like, it's another plane of existence that exists on the
but
same...
But it's closely related to ours.
Yeah, Kendrick
is making two fingers together, indicating that they are...
Oh, God, they're in my butt. Okay.
They just got a Kyle's butt. I hate that out.
So,
but the thing to remember... is that it exists as the culmination of all of the psychic energy of all of the living creatures in our universe.
And not just humans. Like, any creature that has the capacity to...
Basically a soul, for all intents and purposes. Go back and listen to my thing where I bitch about souls if you have a problem.
And there are some races that don't affect the warp. Like,
yes.
I don't think orcs care.
About to bring that up, because I believe, and this is not canon, but this is actually why I believe that the warp is so aggressive.
Wow, off canon.
All of the orcs... have a psychic link. Every single orc.
I'm pretty sure the orcs are involved. I think maybe
because they like more of like
the Necrons. The Necrons probably don't.
The Necrons definitely don't.
They don't exist.
But anyway, we're getting ahead of stuff. The warp. Okay, so the warp exists
as this is basically a manifestation of all of the latent and active psychic energy in basically the souls of all the living creatures, which is why it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
It represents our psyche, our subconscious, our minds, our souls.
And the next thing that we have to talk about are the entities in the warp. There's the references, the four chaos gods. And there's possibly more, and there's like lesser gods and things like that, but there's four really big entities in the warp that can influence living things.
And they're not, and the tricky part that's the stuff I was reading, and this might, you guys might be able to correct me on this one, but that stuff I was reading was indicating that the warp itself, the reason it's immaterium is if you go to the warp, because the whole point is you're not supposed to get there, and it's all fucked up, the fact that you can go to the warp.
Yeah.
The world is broken that you can go to the warp, because you're never supposed to go to it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to just be there in an immaterial sense. So the fact that you can go there means shit's wrong. It's broken. And in the warp, there aren't gods. There aren't things. There's just raw energy and forces and sort of free-floating shit. Yeah. When things come out of the warp is when they start to become manifest.
Well, that's true also, but there is, like, the Great Maze of Nurgle, like, all the, or the Great Maze, is it in Cinch? That is the Great Maze?
Right, and those things are artifacts of the fact that we've broken the barrier.
So, like, it's the real world bleeding into the warp, and vice versa, where, like, things actually exist inside of the warp now. Yeah, okay.
For the most part, like, there isn't a dude sitting on a throne who's God. There's, like, an immaterial energy.
That's the thing to remember the most, is that Cinch, the god of change, and the Nurgle, the god of decay, Khorne, the god of, like, murder and war, and Slaanesh, the god of, the awesome god of pleasure, all are not, like, they don't have a physical representation. Most of the time, they're thought of as their avatars, which is, like, you know, you have the Changer of Ways,
which is usually an extension into the real world.
The Bloodthirster, and the plague, which is usually how they extend
themselves into the real world.
And they are not those things. Those are just like emissaries of them, kind of like Silver Surfer is like is an avatar of Galactus.
It's very avataristic. Which is old school Greek.
They're typically thought of like that. I mean, when images are drawn or shown of them in the warp, they kind of take on those things. Yeah, they have their symbols as well.
But I mean, like, how else would you depict them? You have to depict them.
Yeah, you have representations.
It's really difficult to conceptualize.
Like God. Like, what do you draw God?
Ephemeral, like? Up to the beard. But, like, that's not necessarily...
Exactly. So, they all have their, like, aspects about them, you know, that I personally believe represent parts of living things that, like, if we dwell on too much...
You don't have to personally believe that. That's canon. Dude.
Okay, well, I mean, I like
they to, represent,
I like to articulate it a certain way, which is like, these are the aspects of living things that if we dwell on each individual or possibly multiple too much, we become what would be considered bad or like evil.
That's why they represent sort of sins.
Exactly. And we're not talking about like the seven sins because each one kind of encapsulates different combinations.
These manifest in their own disgusting
like
ways.
Ambition and like, you know, lethargy and all these things are like kind of... Yeah. Different gods
you don't know the
mixed
seven
together.
Sins,
I'm not saying them specifically because I think that they're like a combination.
It's basically like the seven sins are an articulation of the negative aspects of human personality, and these are four different articulations.
The awesome thing about the 40K universe, though, is that they kind of everything pulls back to like. Well, I kind of focus on humans because the other races also have these interactions too, but like the human, it's all based back in like what it is to be human or living, right?
Right.
There's no like counterbalance in the sense of like there's a good god. It's the emperor is like the main counterbalance to chaos.
It's probably worth mentioning. The emperor of mankind is a manifestation of all of the positive psychic energy that humanity had because they pooled it together. Just before the Grim Darkness, they pulled it together. All of the shamans and the religious folk on Earth committed a mass suicide and focused all of their good energy, all of their positive spirit, all their psychic powers into manifesting the God Emperor of Mankind.
So, just make sure you're doing it with everyone else.
The biggest cult in the universe.
And then hopefully you create.
And then basically you will then spawn a 9-foot tall. God, man.
And the conflict between the Emperor and the warp and the chaos entities has been like a long-standing thing. It just pulls itself out into the real world in the Horus Heresy.
Well, and the reason it manifests that was because for the longest time, the good in humanity was just a free-floating thing.
And
like,
they
it was
talk about
around.
That
and
too,
the same
where
thing
like
with
where as soon as they started expanding out in the universe and then leaving the Emperor's light, if you will, for lack of a better term, people are like, "Man, what are we supposed to do now? Like, we followed the Emperor for a long time, but it doesn't seem to be helping us." Like,
right.
And then so you start to see these influences of human nature come in
right.
that then are fed with chaos.
But see, that's where I think a lot of times like people lose track of. Like, the chaos gods are awful and bad and nasty shit. Like, it's all pretty much negative shit. And the positive shit is manifest in, you know, the God Emperor of Mankind. That's why he exists.
Or, like, his will to resist those influences into humanity.
Which is interesting, because if you were ever to actually completely die, one would think that that energy would have to manifest somewhere else, and maybe we'd get a new God Emperor, or a new god.
Yeah. That's kind of how fantasy works, a thing like that. But, the corpse god is...
Well, so basically, the reason that this happens, the reason that the chaos gods came to exist was because we spread so much, not just humanity, but in general, cognizant and sentient beings became so populated in the universe that our collective brains caused the universe. Everyone gets a pony. Everybody has. everybody all together now, their brains.
Kendrick lost it. What are you talking about?
Okay. Warped reality. That's the premise. Yeah, that's basically the premise.
The cool, the interesting thing is like, what
you want to talk about the Eldar?
We can't fathom that. Yeah, we can, because we don't have even close to enough people to see how like that it's mentality
just,
would affect.
It's just that there's so many living creatures. I'm going to say people to describe all Xenos and humans. As disgusting as that is, I'll use that. There's so many people with so much brain power and so many, you know, brain waves, and then the ethereal spirit soul, because there is souls in this universe. That they are warping
the
reality. Yeah, the Eldar reference it. They're obsessed with it. In fact, they're very obsessed
and
with it.
And it's kind of like that idea, like, there's a lot of, like, literature that is non-40K that, and it's just kind of an archetype where, like, you believe in a god, they give it power type thing. Like, it's that times, like,
Discworld's the best
100
that,
billion. Because there's so many people now, you're like, what if, like,
and it's not even believing,
we put
it's
our,
just, yeah.
our faith into these things. And,
enough
like,
people are sadistic that... Yeah. A god of sadism showed up.
Yep. And that's well, exactly what happens that, with Eldar.
There's enough people for that to happen in, like, on our planet.
Do you want to talk about Eldar then? Because I know what happens with Eldar, but you guys seem to have a better grasp.
Joey, would you like to tell us how they created what's his name?
I was going to actually kind of interject with this, because what you were saying
you
about
have three
the
minutes.
Humans building up the god emperor. The same kind of happened with one of the Chaos Gods, only the Eldar did it.
The Eldar are basically space elves, by
they're
the way.
They're
space elves.
And, right, they were, they had these two different factions. They weren't the they weren't the regular and Dark Eldar yet. They just had two
high
different
end.
Factions.
High and Drow.
High
elves and Drow.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, they just lifted fucking all of it. So
yeah.
The quote-unquote Dark Eldar at the time started basically just imbibing themselves in
space orgy.
Hedonistic avenue that they could find.
It's worth mentioning.
Throwing themselves into.
Planet-wide orgy.
Yeah.
We're talking
planet-wide
orgy.
Like
imagine
the
smell.
Whole world of the Eldar.
And you're not talking about just like a sex orgy. It was like.
No, I'm just
it was
saying,
sex. It was drugs. It was alcohol. Yeah, it was basically a planet of like.
Yeah. It just. They partied so fucking hard.
They cracked up
that it cracked their planet, split their race, and birthed the god of pleasure.
Which is my favorite god.
Slaanesh.
Yeah, who is, when we say god of pleasure, you think Bacchus or Dionysus.
Yeah.
No.
The god of sensation.
Yeah, like
the
god of pleasure and pain combined. Pleasure and pain combined in the same thing. Like, and it's not like, it's like eating, it's not like, it's eating to the max, but like, in the sense that, like,
disgusting.
You are doing it and getting sick, but you don't seem to be,
you
like,
don't care.
Yeah.
That it's all about, like, the beauty of human form, not necessarily male or female, but there's a lot of androgyny.
And putting things
Slaanesh,
in it, like,
and, like
needles. And
all of
the
Daemon
Etzin
representation
like the
are all, like, yeah, that's a good one. Anything, like, that has to do with, like,
torturing
like,
people.
All of their, the Daemon Etzin demon representations all are, like, S&M, basically.
Yeah.
You have Daemon Etzin, you have the Keeper of Secrets, which is, like, this multi-breasted demon claw crab bull
rips
thing.
Your guts out and puts them in your butt.
Yeah, like, and it's so that's basically
and then puts them in her butt.
They spawned that, and then it, much lots like Malekith in fantasy, like they'd split, and so some of them started following, you know, these different leaders of the that were, I guess, you know, kind of following Slaanesh, I guess, because it's not all about it is all a lot about Slaanesh, but it's not like only about Slaanesh anymore, because it's more like. They're just sadistical. They're like sadist elves.
Yeah,
they enslave entire planets. Jesus. Like they have the Kabbalites and like Archons that will basically lead raiding parties to enslave planets.
Did we actually finish the? Like, I think we did a good job. I think we got the Eldar. So that's what happened with the Eldar. They basically partied so hard that they made a dark god
and
became the dark. Half of them became the Dark Eldar, who are the most. Actually, I would say the most fucked up.
Yeah.
Right behind the Chaos guys.
And this is different than fantasy, because in fantasy the four Chaos the gods exist. They didn't have the schism that the Eldar had. In 40K, they literally created one of the Chaos gods via this racial race wide like schism. And that's crazy. So that's Eldar. They created a god, boo on them. Humanity spread it across the universe. Space Marines we can talk about later because I hate them and they're boring. Tau are cool. Space communism. And they're so they're
space,
all about
basically it's like also combined with like an Indian caste system too.
Yeah. You want to say it all together?
For the greater good.
For the greater
good. The greater good.
We're not even...
That was as together as we're getting at 647.
Yeah, we don't do that.
So Tau are all about the greater good. They don't actually enslave races. They allow other races...
To enslave themselves for the greater good.
Kind of. Right. They allow them to fight alongside the Tau.
We will allow you... We will go ahead and just roll up to your planet, and we're going to point every gun at you.
And their guns
and
are
terrifying.
And we're
going to let you choose of your own free will. We're not coercing you now... But you get a choice to die or join up.
Yeah.
But you get a choice. It's great.
Lots of different races join the Tau. Like, even some Imperial Guard that have
been
defeated.
There's lots of humans. Lots of humans that don't even... Krauts are a different join up and die sort of people, but okay.
So then they have the caste system, which is like the Earth caste, that are the technology makers, the fire caste, which are the fighters, the air caste, which are the pilots and the air force, and the water caste, which are, and then there's ethereals as well. Ethereals are the leaders.
Ethereals are the leader.
And then there's the races of people that don't get called. They're like the auxiliaries or, you know, the auxiliaries.
And everybody knows their place, which is better for you if you know your place.
Yeah.
And your place stays there for your entire existence and everyone you'll ever know.
But it's all about you. It's kind of similar to humanity, like the Emperor's thing, which is unification.
Yeah, no, they're all about unifying it under their rule. They want to do what we say.
Destroy evil, basically.
Yeah.
They're really, really adamant about, you know, killing shit. And frequently times they team up with a lot of different races because they know that teaming up is better than what the other outcome is.
Yeah, and they know they're right in the end anyway. It's just the most,
There's the orcs, which are the most awesome one. There's orcs, Tyranids, and, what's the other one?
Necrons,
thank you. Which I think we can talk about after work because I want to
keep
this
conversation going. There's no way we can cram all of 40K into one.
Maybe we'll do 3 or 4 episodes on it.
Yeah, this is probably going to be prevalent in our minds, though, pretty heavily since we are going to play Dark Heresy. Mm-hmm. So let's get some closing thoughts on this one. Just next time. The Tower are rad but awful. The orcs are awful but rad.
We haven't talked about orcs yet. So we talked about humanity and chaos.
But I guess the thing that I want to say, if we're going to actually do a primer on 40K, the thing I want to end on is that nobody is good. There aren't good guys and bad guys. There's just a whole shitload of awful creatures.
All pursuing their own agendas.
And each person thinks their own agenda is right.
Exactly. And since it comes out of a game where you play each race against each other, that's, I think, the underlying principle is there isn't a good guy. You know, I'm playing Tau. You're playing Eldar. He's playing Chaos. Like, none of them are the good guy.
Awesome way to think about it.
If you're playing those games, you're going to be frustrated. He's like, oh, I'm playing the bad guys. The bad guys I always lose. But no, there aren't good guys. There aren't bad guys. There's just a shitload of horrifying races that are all just vying for control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I think that's kind
of what
I
was.
I just want to end that.
No, sure, yeah.
Because otherwise you're like, but aren't the humans the good guys? No.
Human enemy is not good. That's the whole thing. The enemy within and the enemy beyond are like the reason why humans aren't like good or bad. It's like they are the ones that are causing and are fighting against this constant force of being like chaos or not.
Yeah.
You good or you're bad isn't as simple as it used to be.
Not even close.
It's unification, but for humans only. We're super xenophobic.
Yeah.
Most of the races can't mutate via chaos. Like, it's humans. Like, you sometimes see Eldar do it, but not Tau. Like,
definitely
you don't
Tau,
see orcs very much doing it. I don't think an orc Daemon Prince has ever existed. And I don't think chaos even affects Tyranids. Like, there's nothing there.
They don't give a fuck.
And Necrons are even more so than Tyranids. But anyway, okay. Sit Sock, this was Sit Sock.
Wrapping it up, Kendrick.
Kyle.
Joe.
Boop. Go fuck yourself.